Ernest Thompson Seton, a Canadian naturalist, estimated that at one point 60 million bison roamed the plains of North America. In 1889, the chief taxidermist at the U.S. National Museum counted 85 wild bison. To give you an idea of how drastic that decline really is, think about this. If the current population of the United States was reduced by that same amount, only 425 people would be left in all of America. That's fewer than the number of students at Bethel College. So what happened to the once ubiquitous bison? With the saber-toothed tiger becoming extinct, few predators remained as a threat to the bison, so they thrived on the prairie, with numbers estimated between 30 and 60 million. Humans became the biggest predator of the bison. But tribal groups on the plains had great respect for these creatures and found ways to use nearly every part of the animal. For at least 25,000 years, possibly 40,000, man and bison schooled each other, sharing the continent in balanced compatibility. When settlers arrived, Indians began killing bison in large numbers to trade. By the 1840s, the tribes were delivering at least 100,000 hides a year to traders, who shipped the pelts to eastern markets to be sold as lap robes for buggies. However, this seemingly large number paled in comparison to the oncoming slaughter. Soon, manifest destiny hit, and the white hunters decided to start killing the bison themselves, with guns, much more efficiently than Indian methods. The hunters took only the hides and left the rest of the bison to rot. Travelers who saw thousands of rotting animals reported that they might have walked from the Dakotas to Texas without stepping on the ground there were so many carcasses. The picture on the screen is an enormous pile of bison skulls from the mid-1870s, ready to be ground up to make fertilizer.